Hey, what's going on, Anchor KT, KTTV, United Promotion, a lot of stuff. Two things here today I want to talk to you about. Number one, I have an episode on Uncle Mike I did. I'm going to repost that November 1. I think it's cool if I do that. And number two, the more important thing for me is Hurricane Sandy and what that means to me and what that storm did. Not for my area in particular, but just the whole coastal sections of the state, coastal sections of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, and parts of the Southeast, kind of like Virginia Beach, a little bit. And what that really did for the community is it rallied it together. But I'll explain a little bit more in that my next segment about what it did for the community. But overall, the storm happened basically October 22nd, a week before the storm. Actually, I got a notification saying that, hey, storm's coming, you know, it's in the whatever region, Caribbean region. I said to myself, you know what, Irene hit last time, Irene did this, Irene didn't do that. I figure no harm, no foul. It's late October. I mean, I know hurricane season, it stretches, you know, it's November 30th and whatnot, or you get that, oh, well, it's just November 30th, you know. June 1, November 30th, there's nothing that can happen in November, late October. You get that vibe, and I'm thinking, well, yeah, why not? Why not, indeed? And there's no way. And then I kept saying to myself, well, hold up a sec. This thing's going to be turning a little bit funny. I had a gut feeling. Then the 27th, the day before, 2 days before, I remember saying to myself, this thing turns, I mean, I'm okay, we're in the inland, we're going to get some tree damage, maybe, but just the power would go out. And I remember saying to myself, man, it turned, and it's going to turn on the 28th, and I'm thinking, the first thing that came to my mind was the seaside area, the beach, and what do you do? I mean, do you evacuate? It was voluntary, and then it was mandatory in some areas. Till the late 20th and 9th, I heard it was bad, and it just, boom. The 29th today, it just hit up, man. It just hit hard. And I remember inside, the power went up around 2:30. The power went, actually 1:30, the power went out, and that would be the end of power for basically a full week. We didn't get power back till late Friday night, and then we still had sporadic out just that Friday night, and then Saturday was the first official whatever day. And I remember just trying to keep myself occupied throughout the day, and man, it was just crazy. I mean, the first two nights wasn't bad. The storm was moving in. We were just riding it out. We kind of kept each other company. And I didn't have the phone at the time or a computer, really, that was working. And I kept saying to myself, man, it's crazy. You know, I just had to read, and I read, I played some board games, I played cards, played like 1,000 rummy. I mean, it was a good time, but just the bonding it did there. But I also knew that, hey, this is great and all, but let's see some sights and whatnot. What was the damage like? We couldn't even get to the barrier island, it was bad. So I wanted to see what was going on over there, and no show, no dice, as they say, and I went with my dad, and we toured the area, and a lot of things were fine. The only thing, a lot of power outages, a lot of small tree branches, a lot of leaves, and just a lot of minor to no damage at all. I don't want to say it was a lucky escape, because I don't believe in every storm is a lucky escape. Sometimes it's just the factors. To me, it was more of a saving grace. It wasn't the all to end all storms, and it wasn't the storm that hurt the inland area, but the coast. I mean, it took 3 years to rebuild, in my opinion, just to get back to normal levels. And you know, and I'll talk about that in my next segment with the community. But just, man, 2013. I mean, the aftermath was crazy. Just, you know, what are we going to do to rebuild and whatnot? And then stuff happens. But just the hurricane itself, I mean, it's retired. I went last year, I think it was around this time last year or a year ago. I went to a Hurricane Sandy thing in my library. Just an event to, you know, it was pretty sad, to be honest with you. I saw some people who lost their homes. And they, it touched me last year. That event, I mean, I'll always remember me as, nothing happened to me, but, you know, it's just something about that day and that whole week afterwards. It bonded the community, I felt like. It made a lasting impact. I don't know what else to say other than that. I mean, it just made a lasting impact. And I hope this is what the story was, and it was, at least in Harvey and then North Carolina and South Carolina when other storms rolled ashore. I forgot Florence and Michael down in Florida's, those storms when they rolled ashore. The legacy of a storm like this is it'll never, you can never get materialistic items back. I feel like it's always going to be a point of reference saying material items are material items. That's what it's one of those. But I feel like with a life, you can replace that. And the message here is at least people who were safe and secure and they got back to normal lives. I mean, some areas it was bad. I mean, grateful to only lose a week of power, but some people lost 3 weeks of power. Some people lost their homes. Some people lost their homes and pets. Some people lost home, pets, cars. Some people lost everything. But some people didn't evacuate. Some even lost their lives. And it takes you back for a day and a second just to think how grateful you were that day. To be thankful for what you have and what you do, because natural disasters, one thing I'll say is, they can take away a lot of things, but they can't take away the heart and soul of a person. As long as you do the right thing, you'll always be safe in that. But it's unpredictable, right? Sometimes in Tornado Alley, there's other things. But hurricanes, it's important to understand. And foster the environment of things go haywire, but they don't go under the wire, if that makes sense. Things go haywire because we make it go haywire. Goes under the wire because people know and truly value what happens. So that's my first message. I'm going to talk about more of the community in part two. Stay tuned, guys. What's going on, guys? KT, the host of KT TV. We're back with part two of the Sandy. And to be quite frank, I mean, the community, I guess you can say rallied. I don't want to say it's the best word to choose because it truly isn't the right word. Yes, they rallied. Yeah, that's a good word to some people. Rallies, the rally cry and all that. Sure. But it wasn't even rallied. I think it was more, we needed a voice. And I think the voice came from the hearts and the souls of the people. And I'm outside right now. I did this segment outside because 6 years ago, if I were standing outside, I'd be blown away. And things have changed in the neighborhood. I mean, in my neighborhood, so much from 6 years ago. There's no fences around. There's more big trees protecting us. It's a nice night. It's beautiful. But the more and more I see it, it's life, man. It's life, and life's a beautiful thing, and I think Sandy brought that energy together. I don't want to say Sandy was the storm that changed the world. That's not what I'm here. I'm saying I'm not here to say that. But it did. It brought energy that I think everyone knew what was going on at the time. It's like, what else is new? You know, what else can we do to really benefit? And I think the people came into play and said, all right, this is what we're doing. So I'm grateful for what Sandy did in the sense that it brought the community together. But I think the community, especially in the year 2013, it was different. I mean, when I went to the beach seaside, I mean, it was different. Funtown Pier was gone, and of course the boardwalk fire didn't help my area. You know, those memories, you know, I'll never forget those memories. And although they're gone, the legends never die, and that place is never gonna die in my heart. So with all good things come good response. With all great things come challenge. That was a challenge that year. And that the boardwalk fire, because if the boardwalk fire didn't happen, it'd be still run today. It probably wouldn't have ran 2014 up to speed fully, 2015 probably getting closer. By the summer of 16, it would have been up. And I would have been, I don't know, on the rise, go-karting. But, I'm just looking around the neighborhood, and man, what a year. What a difference 6 years makes. I mean, I was a youngster, man. I was in eighth grade. And here I am growing up, you know. And just remembering that storm, it's probably the number one, other than Irene. Those two storms back-to-back years, I'll remember those days like yesterday. And it always will amaze me that it's crazy how one event can help a movement and one event can be the movement. So always grateful for that. But the legacy of this storm will be part 3, and I'll do that right now. So what's going on, guys? The last part here, the legacy of this storm and what the damages were told and done. It was it was a lot. I mean, it had to be the worst natural disaster since Katrina, I think. The damages across the East Coast had to be at least $20 billion or more dollars. It probably way more than that. I'm probably lowballing it. It was bad. In our area, though, it had to be that number, I think. Or at least $10 billion, I don't know. Something like that. It was a costly storm. But other than the community and what I just said, the legacy, I think, was this was the storm that opened the gates for forecasters on storm surge. I'm always going to believe that, because storm surge was a lighthearted event. You know, people saw Gulf Coast, Pacific, there's your storm surge. Not the eastern seaboard, you know. Virginia Beach, understandable, but really no one thought Maryland, Delaware, Jersey, New York, Battery Park, up to like the coastal Cape Cod areas. A hurricane would get that big. Sometimes nor'easters, they get up there, and you can give a give or take on that, but no one said, oh man, it's storm surge, you know. No one said the storm surge was going to be that bad. And then I think it just, they got it right for most parts, but I think this was the storm in 2012, the technology, it just improved forecasting for 14, 15, 13 was kind of quieter. But just the next 3 or 4 years, when we had active years, it just improved and obviously came into play in 2018. But, at the end of the day, it was a storm that I think a lot of people can appreciate of its raw power, but it's also a storm that we're never going to forget. This community can take a hit, but it can't get knocked out. That's what I've learned, is this area won't get knocked out. It's a resilient area, in my opinion, where I'm at, on the eastern coast and the Jersey Shore. I don't think we're ever going to take a hit. But I wanted to say this to everybody, and this is my last message. This is my message, my legacy of this storm and future storms, I guess. you can take things away from you. You can add Mother Nature to the mix. You can do all this stuff. You can't control what you can't control, right? And you can focus on what you can. But when the stuff you can't control enters your life and it starts wrecking havoc, just remember that we're all people, and the people will always win, and the power we push and proceed, it's never going to leave. That day changed a lot of people, but I'll never forget my heart, and it'll never leave the area. And to this day, I think we can finally say, like I did last year, we truly are stronger than the storm.